Praise the Lord. Today is day 2 of our mid-year retreat, and our reflection is titled, Exploring the Greatness of God. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father, we thank you for this opportunity to draw from you. We ask you, Lord, that you flood our hearts with the light of your truth, so that we may be empowered, enriched, and transformed. For the glory of your most holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scriptural text is taken from Psalm 52 verse 2. It says, I will cry to God Most High, who performs on my behalf and rewards me, who brings to pass his purposes for me and surely completes them. As we step into the second half of the year, I've come to share with you a secret. Looking at the situations around us today, especially the dramatic turn this year has taken, how can we stay afloat and not be blown away by the storms life throws at us? The answer is very simple. Exploring the greatness of God, His power to do all things, especially to fulfill His purpose for your life and for my life. One of my favorite church songs as a child used to be, I have a very big God, you know the song? I have a very big God, though, who is always by my side, you know? And this song used to give me a certain kind of confidence and assurance, even as a kid. You know the kind of assurance that gives a child confidence to walk fearless, even in the dark? Yes, that was it. Come to think of it, it's true. We have a very big God. We serve a mighty God. He is called the Most High God, the All-Powerful One, the greatest of all, the One who can do all things. And I assure you by the truth of His Word, this is not theory, this is what it is, real and true, even in our day. The Bible is filled with so many instances of God's greatness. In the book of Exodus, we see how with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, He delivered the people of Israel from Egypt. The Bible describes how God stepped in so gloriously that even the Egyptians knew that there was someone more powerful behind the Israelites. Have you ever considered that the same power that parted the Red Sea is available to you even today? That the same God who created the world simply by the word of His mouth, who brought this beautiful world to existence out of nothing, He is still God and is still at work even today. He has not changed. He does not change. But how often do we realize His greatness in our lives and proclaim it over the situations we face? In my personal life, I've seen the greatness of God in marvelous ways. I've seen the Lord stepping in for me in amazing ways when all else has failed. When it looks like nothing will work out anymore. When humans have told me, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Once, I needed a certain document from a government office. And with due respect to those who work in government, you know how some of them can be sometimes. They act like they are your God and, you know, like your destiny is in their hands. Well, this person was proving too tough and refusing to cooperate. I was so worried that I could hardly sleep. What was I to do? I tried all I could, every human intervention you can think of, but nothing worked. The whole door was shut in my face. In the midst of my fear and confusion, I went to God, recalling His word that says the heart of the king is in His hands, and I knew that this person is not too big for God to handle. I told God, you are the greatest and no one can frustrate your purpose. My dear friends, the rest is testimony. I got what I wanted, just like that. I've come to realize from experience that no one can stop what God has destined for your life. Who is that man that can stand tall against our God? No one. Many times we worry and break our heads because we undermine God's greatness and what He can do. He says in Jeremiah 32, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? What is that situation that holds you back? What is that future that you are afraid of? Is it bigger than God? Or is it too difficult for Him to handle? The popular quote says, "Don't tell God how big your problems are. The world is His. Flip it around and tell your problems how big your God is." Remind yourself today, as I remind myself, our God is greater. He is greater than coronavirus. He is greater than the economy. He is greater than governments and their policies. He is greater than every negative news flying around. Isaiah 40 verse 15 says, "To Him, the nations are like a drop in a bucket." Can you imagine that? Really amazing. God is indeed greater than all. Therefore, this is my confidence, and it should be yours too, that no power of hell, no scheme of man shall ever tamper with God's purpose for my life. No matter what goes on around me, I declare Jesus and He alone commands my destiny. Hallelujah. So, let's begin today to recognize the greatness of God over every challenge, over every situation, over every limitation. Let's celebrate His greatness over everything that life has ever thrown at us and will ever do, knowing that He is able to deliver us. He is mighty to save. He is able to do all things for us. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, You are great, Lord, and You do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Lord, I proclaim Your greatness over the lives of Your children and over every hovering situation. You are infinitely greater than all our struggles and than everything we'll ever face in this life. I give You praise, I give You glory and honor for Your limitless greatness and power. I pray, Lord, that in this moment together, You will help all of us, Lord, Your children, to focus on Your greatness in a fresh and in a wonderful way. Teach us, Lord, to align ourselves with Your greatness and to empower us and to empower us by Your Spirit to live our lives completely relying on Your greatness. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, our God. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.